Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. With us on the line is Randy Hinterliner for the last Randy's recap of Fargo 2018. All we have left to talk about now is Junior Greco. Randy, welcome to the program.
Well, I appreciate it a lot, Pat, and I appreciate everything you're doing for Kansas wrestling and our guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, Randy, we ended up with three All-Americans in Greco. Tell us a little bit about them, and we'll get into some details with a few of the matches.
Okay. Like you said, we had three All-Americans. The first one was Rhett Kopus. He was actually a cadet that moved up into the junior division for the 100-pound and bracket, and he was All-American, placing eighth. And then we had Jason Henschel, kid from Goddard that came in and also finished eighth, but had some close matches. And then, of course, Wyatt Hendrickson, was our fifth place finisher.
And maybe we'll start with the bigs and go that way. Wyatt, it was kind of an interesting way that bracket ended up. The guy that he had in the semis in freestyle ended up placing below him in Greco. The freestyle champ was a double champ. He won Greco, Lucas Davidson from Indiana. But I was really interested in the result that he had with the young man from North Dakota, Kaler. He was uncharacteristically teched by him earlier in the tournament, and then wound up wrestling him again on the Consi Sims, I believe, and it was a very tight match. Tell us a little bit about the dynamics there at 195.
Well, yeah, Matthew Kaler from North Dakota, we were Wyatt was pitted against him. I think it was in the quarters, and that match kind of got away from Wyatt a little bit. And as we've talked before, in a throw or be thrown type of situation, those 50-50 situations, Wyatt didn't quite come up out on top of it, and got tech pulled. You know, they met up again the second time on the Consies on the backside, and Taylor once again opened up a 7-0 lead on Wyatt, and you kind of thought maybe it was going to be a tech pull again, but Wyatt kind of bowed his back a little bit and scored a four in the second period there, about midway through the second period, and then with 15 seconds ago or so, he scored again, and you had a little bit of controversy whether it was a four or whether it was a two, and it ended up being a two, so Wyatt fell one short in a 7-6 match.
He definitely had a heck of an off season, a heck of a year last year, really from the state tournament on, and we were second in Folkstyle Nationals and competed a lot, trained a lot through the summer, and ended up with a really solid performance at Fargo. So he's going to be definitely sought after. I know he's kind of thinking the Air Force Academy route, but I'm sure there's a lot of other coaches that are knocking on his door after the off season that he had.
Yeah, absolutely. He's worked his tail end off, in this off season and things like that, and going and traveling and being seen and impressing a lot of guys or coaches. But his interest is in one of the service academies and first, and don't know what happens. We'll have to wait and see over this next year where he ends up at.
Okay, and you had mentioned that Kopus is actually a cadet that came up. Henschel, though, he had a really nice performance in freestyle, a little bit short of, I can't remember how far he got. I don't know if it was to the blood round or not, but I know it was...
I think it was blood round, yes.
Okay, I knew it was quite deep in the tournament. So a lot of upside to him, too, state champion. He was an undersized six-pounder as a freshman, and then won state this year at 113, and will be a junior at Goddard High School this fall. So, he had really a heck of a tournament himself.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a young man that we expect a whole lot from in the next couple of years here in freestyle Greco, but I'm sure they're expecting big things out of him for Goddard High School.
Absolutely. All right, Randy, before we call it quits for Fargo 2018, any other just general observations you'd like to make, or any shout outs you'd like to give?
Well, once we were already talked a little bit about Dayton Porsche kind of the bad luck he went through, and Mikey Wagner, you know, wasn't quite on top of his game, and kind of like we said, it was a tough week to have a tough week, but that's the way Fargo is. But sometimes kids persevere, and sometimes they don't. But it's a tough tournament, and the adversity will make a man out of you, or it'll expose you for sure. But we're happy with the way the guys ended up, and always want more, but we'll try again next year.
All right. Well, I'm glad everybody's back safe, and really, it was a great experience at Fargo 2018.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Pat.
All right, thank you. This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.